Financial services companies are ready to press go on contingency plans as Britain's post-Brexit arrangement with the EU remains elusive. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Goldman Sachs is reportedly planning to launch a stock trading platform in Paris to head off any potential disruption to London-based buying and selling in January if the EU and UK don't agree the terms of their new relationship by January 4th. That's the first day of trading of 2021. Decisions about how regulatory standards will change for financial services companies were due to be made back in June, but the lack of progress has put many in the industry on edge, as Philip Stafford, an editor at the Financial Times who's been closely following this story, explains.
In and of itself, this decision from Goldman Sachs is really quite small in the sense that this trading venue is actually less than 1% of the entire European market. However, in the broader scheme of things, this is important. What this represents is this growing realization that the single market, of which the UK has been a very, very important part, is about to be split. And the EU know that there's going to be friction. The UK has been hoping that you'll be able to work things out behind the scenes and just smooth things over where possible to ensure that there isn't going to be something quite violent happening in early January.
But people are getting nervous, aren't they? Because this isn't just a matter of making sort of one overarching decision about financial services. There are many small individual market activity decisions that need to be made.
Yeah, exactly. What is important to know, this isn't part of the EU-UK trade talks. This really should have just been a technical exercise worked out between two sets of regulators in which you recognize each other's rules as equivalent. Now, it doesn't cover every aspect of financial services because it's so broad. There's about 40 areas. And the feeling was that if you could agree on most of these areas, as the EU does with the US, then everything would be smooth-ish. Yet here we are with less than 40 days to go and people still don't know.
So what exactly will change for some of these companies? Goldman, for example, moving to Paris to do its EU trading there. Some are looking at New York as a way around London.
The single market has something in it called a passport. And what that really allows you to do is to set up business in one country within the EU and then sell everything around the rest of the EU without having to go and set up in every individual country. And when the UK is out of this single market, it will be treated as if it is an entirely different jurisdiction. People won't be able to just set themselves up in London and then passport themselves around the rest of the EU. The only guaranteed way you're going to access all the customers in the EU is to have an operation set up within the EU.
Philip Stafford from the Financial Times. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Checking the numbers now, global stocks are continuing their march higher today with optimism over COVID-19 vaccine developments in recent days and news yesterday President-elect Biden will formally begin his transition process in the U.S. Key benchmarks across London, Paris, and Frankfurt are up between 0.9% and 1.3% this morning. Safe haven gold is down 0.8%, while global oil prices are higher by about the same margin. To Cuba now, where the U.S. money transfer company Western Union has ceased operations. It's closed more than 400 bureau across the country after months of pressure from the Trump administration. The BBC's Leonardo Roca has that story.
The measure will have a huge impact on the incomes of thousands of Cuban families who rely on remittances sent from relatives in the United States. President Miguel Díaz-Canel has accused the U.S. of deliberately targeting ordinary Cuban families who are already suffering the consequences of the coronavirus crisis. Western Union was by far the main money transfer company operating in the country. The U.S. government objected to its partnership with Finximex, a financial company controlled by the military on the communist-run islands.
The BBC's Leonardo Roca reporting there. The coronavirus pandemic has created a difficult operating environment for businesses all over the world. So starting a business in 2020 might seem a risk. But what do you get when, on top of that, you add homeschooling and home working to the mix? The BBC's Dougal Shaw found out.
Hard at work in her home studio. That's Suzanne Pattinson. Last year, she worked in PR. Since lockdown, she's a silversmith.
My husband's military, and I've always felt that I needed to have something that was mine so that I could move around with him and still be at home with the children.
Losing her regular work in lockdown forced her to take the plunge.
That idea of creating something special for somebody that they were going to wear day in, day out, it just literally lit up something inside me.
Her online business selling bespoke jewellery called Soul Purpose is now up and running. Suzanne says the toughest part for her was the challenges of caring for her children in lockdown.
I felt a lot of guilt, but I just kind of knew that I had to push through that.
Over in Ascot, Berkshire, another child has been providing inspiration for an entrepreneurial parent in lockdown.
My name is Sarah Finesse. The business is called Curly Cow and we sell completely gluten-free pick-and-mix style sweets.
Mummy, these sweets are delicious.
My daughter, she was diagnosed with celiac last June. I couldn't find any sweet supplier that could guarantee that they were completely gluten-free and therefore safe for celiacs.
The business has got off to a good start. Sarah is posting around 200 bags of sweets a month and she's able to draw a wage.
I'm on it.
Although her five-year-old daughter was the inspiration for the business.
I was trying to homeschool her and my little boy was at preschool, so I had both of them at home. Yeah, so it was tough.
For these women, starting a business in lockdown, having young children in tow has been both a huge practical challenge, but also a great source of emotional inspiration. I'm the BBC's Dougal Shaw for Marketplace.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.